welcome. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry. It is lovely to see you here at the West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Now, it's the moment of magic. When the whole round earth turns again towards the sun. And here's a blessing. The days will be longer and brighter now. Even before the winter settles in to chill us, now is the moment of magic. When people beaten down and broken, with nothing left but misery and candles and their own clear voices, kindle tiny lights and whisper secret music. And here's a blessing. The dark universe is suddenly illuminated by the lights of the menorah, suddenly ablaze with the lights of the kanara, and the whole world is glad and loud with winter singing. We will now say our affirmation. Let us open our eyes to see what is beautiful. Let us open our minds to learn what is true. Let us open our hearts to love one another. This is the season of giving. We exclaim this time of year, peace on earth, goodwill to all. But what is peace? What is goodwill? It is the positive connections between ourselves and others. Connections that grow into webs through families and communities, through cities and countries across the world. Giving is an act that creates positive connections. It is not surprising that giving is an essential element of the holiday, where we remind ourselves that our wish is for peace and goodwill to all. Giving creates peace and goodwill. Giving money is one way that we give. But we give in many other ways too, with our time, with our attention, with our gifts and our talents, with our smiles and our own peace and our own goodwill, which we share. Heaven is everywhere. This is the theme of our service today. Mystery is our theme this month. And heaven is a mystery. Jesus often spoke of the kingdom of heaven in parables and riddles in the Gospels. The kingdom, he often said, is for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. He preached that the kingdom was in our midst. I have walked through my life this past week repeating, heaven is everywhere. Heaven is everywhere. And I believe this. It is foundational to my theology as a Unitarian Universalist. Heaven is not after this life. Heaven is everywhere. Heaven is here now. To live on this earth is a gift. To be alive is a gift. The why of it is complete mystery. It is truly all a miracle. And we need no other gifts. Heaven is everywhere. This is my mantra. This is my hope. This is how I want to live my life. I love the holidays. I love the lights. I love the parties. I love all the friendly greetings. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, whatever you choose to say. I love church services. I love the songs and the movies. And I love the pattern of the season. Thanksgiving, putting up the tree, the dark, lighting fires in the fireplace. A gingerbread party I throw for children every year, Hanukkah, solstice, Christmas, all the hope. I am busier than ever during the season, but at the very same time, the holiday to me feels like slipping into a well-worn pair of pajamas. I buy the eggnog, I find that batter-soaked copy of Family Fun magazine, 20 years old, with my favorite ginger cookie recipe. We put on the trees the soft felt ornaments that my mother made when my brother was a toddler, so he wouldn't break the ornaments. And we hang up the stockings in front of my fireplace that my grandmother knitted for me so many years ago when I was first born, and then for each of my sons when they were born. And I work puzzles all the time in my head, trying to figure out the gifts that recognize people for who they are and what most would make them feel treasured and known. This is often an impossible exercise, but it is a puzzle I enjoy working every year. I listen to So This Is Christmas, watch A Miracle on 34th Street, and read The Night Before Christmas. My work is loving the world, writes the poet Mary Oliver, in a very different season than this one. Here are the sunflowers, she says. There the hummingbirds, equal seekers of sweetness. Here the quickening yeast. There the blue plums. Here the clam deep in the speckled sand. Are my boots old? Is my coat torn? Am I no longer young and still not half perfect? Let me keep my mind on what matters, which is my work, which is mostly standing still and learning to be astonished. The Phoebe, the Delphinium, the sheep in the pasture, and the pasture, which is mostly rejoicing, since all the ingredients are here, which is gratitude. To be given a mind and a heart and these body clothes, a mouth with which to give shouts of joy to the moth and the wren and the sleepy dug-up clam, telling them all over and over how it is we live forever. This is my work, she says, standing still and learning to be astonished. Which is mostly rejoicing, since we have all we really need. Gratitude and mind and heart and body and a mouth to shout with joy. To be astonished. Heaven is everywhere. All we need is gratitude. To stand still enough to notice, to rejoice. And isn't that what this season calls us to do? Why else put up a tree and cover it with small baubles of brightness and fancy, or light candles? Why sing to the holy night, to the coming of angels, to the joy of the world, or to give gifts? Not every holiday season, not every year, is full of rejoicing. Not every day has the same level of cheer. And in the last week, I have felt the denseness of the Portland winter grayness settling around me as I fought off a cold. And I saw something similar to my melancholy and fatigue in other people. Just a lack of excitement and interest, a slowness of movement, fewer smiles than usual. I have mostly given up the news in the last weeks, but somehow I know things. There are deaths on the border, chaos and ethics violations in our government, a warming planet, continual and endless greed. Perhaps I know it because none of it is particularly new. I was at a winter concert last night, a nourishing concert of memory and fire and presence. And even there it came out. The choral director spoke of shared anxiety, stress, that we all feel, and her desire for peace and order and beauty. She mentioned politics, and later she apologized for that. It seemed to have just spilled out of her, unthinking. And I understood. We are all heavy with it. We hold it. Heaven is everywhere. This is my mantra, and I truly believe this. The carol, O Holy Night, plays over and over at my house. Fall on your knees, the singer cries. To fall on your knees, to have eyes to see and ears to hear, says Jesus, to stand still and be astonished, says Mary Oliver, to know that heaven is everywhere. The patterns of my Christmas holidays come easily, whether I am cheerful or not. Whatever one's mood, though, one cannot miss the holiday message told over and over in story and music and ritual. Fall on your knees. The world is holy. It is gift beyond measure. Heaven is everywhere. In darkness, there is light. In despair, there is hope. In happy years, at the holidays, I love the blessings of my family and friends. In dark times, I simply cling to the promise. Last week was mostly gray, cloudy, rainy, and cold. Still, almost every day, the sun pushed open the dark clouds, casting off the dusk of Portland winter. It was always a surprise, astonishing, unpredicted by my weather app. From minutes to hours, everything was sunny and cheerful. I would find a splash of sun on my floor, or I would go outside. I would stand still, letting the sun wrap me in its brightness. To fall on my knees, to know that heaven is everywhere. May all of you, this holiday season, stand still and be astonished.
Thank you. song is a Kwanzaa song called Habari Dani. Kwanzaa is a holiday that celebrates the African American family, community, and culture, and honors African heritage. It's celebrated from December 26th to January 1st. Kwanzaa was founded in 1966 by Dr. Maulana Karenga, based on harvest celebrations in Africa. Dr. Karenga believed that the same principles Africans follow to produce a harvest could be applied to building and maintaining strong, vital African American communities. Kwanzaa celebrations can include singing and dancing, storytelling, poetry reading, libations, African drumming, and feasting. Kwanzaa has seven principles and seven symbols, one for each day of the celebration. The principles are unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. The symbols are the mat. The mat symbolizes the tradition and history on which the community is built. All the other Kwanzaa symbols are placed on the mat. The crops are fruits and vegetables that symbolize the benefits of collective planning and work. The candle holder symbolizes the original stock from which all African ancestors came. It holds seven candles. The seven candles symbolize the seven principles, one for each day of Kwanzaa. The corn symbolizes children and their promise for the future. The unity cup symbolizes the first principle of Kwanzaa, the unity of family, community, nation, and race. The gifts symbolize growth, achievement, and success. During the celebration of Kwanzaa, it's customary to greet friends and family with the Swahili phrase, Habari Gani, meaning, what's the news? The answer is the principle for that day.
Thank you.
Wadsworth Longfellow spent several years of his life in the darkness of despair. The violence and the hatred of the Civil War grieved him. Then just a few months after the first guns were fired at Fort Sumter at Christmas time, Longfellow lost his beloved wife in a horrific accident. She was preserving some of their little girl's newly cut locks in hot sealing wax, and her dress caught fire, burning her horribly. She died the next morning. Longfellow was devastated. Christmas, once a joyful time, was very painful. He wrote in his journal that year, "How inexplicably sad are all holidays." And the next year he wrote, "A Merry Christmas," say the children, "but that is no more for me." Then his son Charles ran away from home to enlist in the Union Army. Just before Christmas that year, Longfellow received word that Charles had been badly wounded and lingered between life and death. That Christmas day, Longfellow could find no words for his journal. The next year, in 1864, he was sitting in his study on Christmas morning when he heard the church bells ringing. It seemed just too much to bear. He put his pen to paper, composing a Christmas poem that expressed his deep despair. But somehow Christmas worked its mysterious alchemy, and what Longfellow wrote instead was not a poem of despair, "But I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day."
Thank you. In the next song, you'll hear us sing about soul cakes. These cakes were prepared and given to the poor and children as they went from door to door begging on Christmas Eve. They promised that if you gave them some food, they would pray for you and your family and your friends. This practice in England dates back to medieval times and went all the way through the 1930s. I wanted to explain that to you because at the end of this song, it gets really chaotic as you hear many beggars at the door asking for just something to eat.
Oh,
We hope we've given you a holiday gift of music and blessing this morning. We want to thank all of our special Wolf musicians who joined us this morning to make this an extraordinary day. Also, thanks to Alex Connolly from Lake Ridge, who joined us in our bass section. And many thanks to our tech team who supported us in limitless ways. As is always true, the synergistic energy of the many is greater than its parts.
The blessing. We already possess all the gifts we need. We've already received our presence. Ears to hear music, eyes to behold light, hands to build true peace on this earth, and to hold each other tight with love. And the chalice is extinguished, and the joy remains in our hearts wherever we go. We are released.